A miracle is a display of power from beyond the five senses. Although all miracles take place in the transition zone, they differ from level to level. Level 1. Fight or flight response. Miracles involve surviving great danger, impossible rescues, a sense of divine protection. Example, a mother who runs into a burning house to rescue her child, or lifts a car with a child trapped underneath. Level 2, reactive response. Miracles involve incredible achievements and success, control over the body or mind. Example, child prodigies with inexplicable gifts in music or mathematics. The rise of a Napoleon from humble beginnings to immense power. Level 3, restful awareness response. Miracles involve synchronicity, yogic powers, premonitions, feeling the presence of God or angels. Example, yogis who can change body temperature at will, being visited by someone from far away who has just died, visitation by a guardian angel. Level 4, intuitive response. Miracles involve telepathy, ESP, prophetic powers. Example, reading someone else's thoughts or aura, psychic predictions, astral projection to other places. Level 5, creative response. Miracles involve divine inspiration, artistic genius, spontaneous fulfillment of desires. Example, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, having a thought that suddenly manifests, Einstein's insights into time and relativity. Level 6, visionary response. Miracles involve healing, physical transformations, holy apparitions, highest degree of supernatural feats. Example, walking on water, healing incurable diseases by touch, direct revelation from the Virgin Mary. Level 7, sacred response. Miracles involve inner evidence of enlightenment. Example, lives of the great prophets and teachers, Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu. I'm not imagining that every skeptic and atheist listening to this program has suddenly jumped to his feet proclaiming that God is real. This will have to go by stages. But at least now we can explain those mysterious journeys that mystics have taken into God's reality. I will ask another question. How does extreme torment, which provides every reason to abandon faith, turn into absolute faith instead? What a profound miracle the human brain actually is. It has the capacity to see spiritual reality under any circumstance. It is clear, despite the turmoil that makes belief in God harder than ever, that every level of revelation still exists. Redemption is just another word for calling on your innate ability to see with the eye of the soul. Two voices are heard in our heads every day, the one believing in the dark and the other in the light. Only one reality can be really real. Our new model, the reality sandwich, solves this riddle. In the transition zone where transformation occurs, here where the material world transforms from dense matter into invisible energy, the mind gets transformed as well. So now we have the outline for the entire spiritual journey in our hands. The unfolding of God is a process made possible by the brain's ability to unfold its own potential. Inherent in each of us is wonder, love, transformation, and miracles. Not just because we crave these things, but because they are our birthright. Our neurons have evolved to make these aspirations real. From the womb of the brain springs a new and useful God. Or to be precise, seven variations of God, which leave a train of clues for us to follow every day. If asked, why should we strive to know God? my answer would be selfish. I want to be a creator. This is the ultimate promise of spirituality, that you can become the author of your own existence, the maker of personal destiny. Your brain is already performing this service for you unconsciously. In the quantum domain, your brain chooses the response that is appropriate at any given moment. The universe is an overwhelming chaos. It must be interpreted to make sense. It must be decoded. The brain, therefore, can't take reality as it is given. One of the seven responses has to be selected, and the quantum realm is where this decision is made. To know God, you must consciously participate in making this journey. That is the purpose of free will. On the surface of life, we make much more trivial choices, but pretend that they carry enormous weight. In reality, you're constantly acting out seven fundamental choices about the kind of world you recognize. The choice of fear if you want to struggle and barely survive. The choice of power if you want to compete and achieve. The choice of inner reflection if you want peace. The choice to know yourself if you want insight. The choice to create if you want to discover the workings of nature. The choice to love if you want to heal others and yourself. The choice to be if you want to appreciate the infinite scope of God's creation. I am not arranging these from bad to good, better to best. You are capable of all these choices. They are hardwired into you. For many people, some part of their brains is dormant, and therefore their view of spirit is extremely limited. It is no wonder that finding God is called awakening. A fully awakened brain is the secret to knowing God. In the end, the seventh level is the goal, the one where pure being allows us to revel in the infinite creation of God. This is the place which is both the beginning and end of a process that is God. Here certainty can replace doubt, and as the inspired French writer Simone Weil once wrote about the spiritual quest, only certainty will do. Anything less than certainty is unworthy of God.